We are in Daf Tesamet Beis. Just to refresh our memories, let's start the beginning of the sugya until we'll, because we're still in the middle of the sugya. We'll start from the top of the Dama. Tana Rabbanon, the Pasuk says, Yoivel he, so we have Yoivel as a ribuy and he is a miyat. Yoivel, we learn out, Afal pi shalei shamtu, even though they weren't marzer, the karkois, Afal pi shalei toku, even though they weren't tekeya, it also has kedushas yovel. Yochel afal pishalei sholchu tamad loimahi. That if they weren't, they did not make shilua chavodim, so it doesn't have kedushas yovel. Divrei Rabbi Yehudis. Rabbi Yehudis says that kedushas yovel is dependent in shilua chavodim. Rabbi Yosi Omer yovel he yovel afal pishalei shamtu. Zoras karkois, does the yovel is not dependent on zoras karkois. Afopi shaloi sholchu is not dependent on shiloh chavodim, like Rabbi Yehuda said. Yochel afopi shaloi toku, they didn't blow shayfet, also should have kedushas yovel, tamad leimer he. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yosi, v'chmei acher shemikra echot marba, mikra echot mamit. One pasuk is malbe, one pasuk is memayit. Mimnei mani oimer yovel he afal pi shalei sholchoi. Ve'ein yovel af elim kein tokei. So how do you know to say that kedusha yovel is tali in tzakiyas and it's not tali in shiluach avodim? So Rabbi Yosi answered two reasons. Number one, l'fishi efshel oilam b'loi shiluach avodim. Since it's possible in the world, there's no avodim at all. So it's not mistaver that the Torah should be Torah kedushas yovel in something which is not muchach to bechlau to be in existence. V'yevshel o'ilam b'loitki yeshoifer. This al kaponim, there could be a shoifer around. So memele it's mistaver that the Torah was Torah kedushas yovel in something that we could have. A second beer that it's not mistava that the Torah was meisa kedushas yovel to the hamoinam. It comes out that it'll be biyodom to be mevatel kedushas yovel. So therefore, we say that the Torah gave it over to that the kedushas yovel is tully in tkiya sheifa. Tkiya sheifa is a double that's muscle the best. My davar achet, chitei me yevshet delek echad besoif oilom delei mishaleich. Maybe the first time is not a time. Maybe it's zicha the zicha avodim around, the zicha soras karkois around. Abuzu mesura lebezim, mesu eine mesura lebezim. So the Gemara says, Bishlam al Rabbi Yosi, ki de kamar time. Rabbi Yosi said, he explained the reason is, he gave two reasons. It's mesura lebezim, so that's, so we understand why he holds Tkiya Shefer is Ma'akev Kedushas Yovel. Al Rabbi Yehuda, my time. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say that Shiluach Avodim is Ma'akev? If there's no Shiluach Avodim, there's no Kedushas Yovel. Or Makro, he says, the Posik, by Stoys, is like, Krosam Dreh Ba'oretz. The Posik says, Krosam Dreh Ba'oretz. And then afterwards it says, in that posik, it says, Yoivol hi, tiyalachem. So, ksava mikra nidresh lefonav leilof neifonav. So the he, the miyat of he, is going on, that what it said before, that krosam dreh ba'oretz, that it's yoivol only if there's shiluach avod. Beleilof neifonav, but it's not going on lef neifonav. Neifonav is vavartam shayfer trua. So Fakert Droyer Shiluch Avodim is Ma'akev, Tki Yeshayfer is not Ma'akev. To Kulalma Droyer Loshen Cheres, my Mashma the Tanya in Droyer Loshen Cheres, Amar Yudah my Loshen Droyer, Ki the Medaya Beidaira, Moivos Chayre Bechol Medin. That's what we were up to yesterday. Amar Abchiyah Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yechanim, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shiluch Avodim is Ma'akev. Rabbi Yosi holds ki yeshayfer is ma'akev. Avol chachamim ha'imrim, chachamim hold shloshton ma'akev is boy. Chachamim hold that all three in yonim are ma'akev. That means if there's no ki yeshayfer, or if there's no shiluch avodim, or if there's no achzaras karkois, there's no kedushas yovel. Kasavri, they hold Mikra Nidrash Lefonov, that the Darshan, the Posek Lefonov, Yoivul, he is going on the Krosam Droyah. The Lifnei Fonov, it's also going on the previous Posek Vavartem Shefer Truah. La'achov, and it's going on the next pasuk of the afterwards. It says, "V'shavtem isha lachuzosi." So memele, so the he is telling us that you need all these three tnoim in order to ensure kedushas yovel. Frek the gemore v'haksiv yovel. Good, that's the miut. He say the miut is going on everything. If there won't be Tkiya Shofar, or Avora Shofar, or Shiluach Avodim, or Zoras Karkois, it won't be Yovel. But there's a Ribui, Voksiv Yovel. So what is the Yovel coming to be Marbe? It seems to be Marbe something. So the Gemara says, Ahud Afilu B'chutz Loretz. That Afilu B'chutz Loretz is also Noig Dine Yovel. Which Dine Yovel is Noig in Chutz Loretz? Zoras Avodim, Shichar Avodim. Eistis, Zoras Karkois. And Tchiya Shofar is not knowing b'chutz l'oretz. That's as Avartam Shofar to a b'oretz, and the Chzoras Karka Zicha only knowing b'oretz. But Shiluach Avodim is knowing b'chutz l'oretz. So Yovel is coming to be Marbim, that it's Yovel afilo b'chutz l'oretz. Frag the Gemara v'hoksiv b'oretz. By a krosem droir ba'oretz, it says that shiluach avodim should be ba'oretz. So how could you say that the yovel is marbe that is a din shiluach avodim b'chutz loretz? So the Gemara says ba'oretz means as follows: the shiluach avodim is noyig b'chutz loretz also. Ahu bizman shenoyig droir ba'oretz. If it is droir ba'oretz, noyig b'chutz loretz. Bizman shein noyig ba'oretz, einei noyig b'chutz l'oretz. That the din shiluach avodim b'chutz l'oretz is dependent if there's droir ba'oretz. So ba'oretz is a miut, and that's pshat in the miut. Now, the Turi Evin brings down a machlokes, what is pshat in our Gemara? He brings down a Rashi, I don't know where this Rashi is, but he says that Rashi said that Bizman Shenoyeg Droir Ba'oretz means as follows. That Chazal Darshan, that Kedushas Yovel is only Noyeg Bizman Shekol Yeshveo Oleho. When all the 12 Shvatim are living in Eretz Yisrael, then there's a din of Kedushas Yovel. There's no, it's not Yeshveo Oleho. This man after the Golus already of the 2.5 Shvatim, so Memela, there's no din Yovel. So that's how Rashi says Pshat. Rashi brings a Rashi that Pshat is man shenoyig droir ba'oretz. If it's kol yeshve aleihom, so Memela, so then there's a din Yovel in Eretz Yisrael. So then there's a din Yovel in Chutz Loretz. If there's no din Yovel in Eretz Yisrael, because there ain't kol yeshve aleihom, there's no din Yovel in Chutz Loretz. The Turi Evin says, okay, you don't need a pasuk for this. If that's from the Iker Tnoim of Kedushas Yovel that you need yeshve aleihom, so Vashteitzach, if there's no Yovel in Eretz Yisrael, the Vashteitzach, there's no Yovel in Chutz Loretz. I mean, Chutz Loretz should be better. Chutz Loretz should be that you have Kedushas Yovel, even there's no yeshve aleihom in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Loretz should be better than Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't understand that. So therefore, he wants to say a different pshat. He wants to say pshat that bizman shenoyig droir ba'oretz, noyig b'chutz loretz, it means as follows. That we're going according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that shiluach avodim is one of the three tnoim that Kedushas Yovel depends on. That means if there's no shiluach avodim, there's no Kedushas Yovel. So he says, what'll be if in Eretz Yisrael there's no shiluach avodim, and in Chutz Loretz there is shiluach avodim? So what would the halacha be then? Let us say we had yesterday a chakire from the Oruch Haner. I saw the Sfas Emes was also mesupik. if no klo, what means? But let us say for practical purposes now, that as long you need one person to be mekayim shiluach avodim, that would be sufficient. So what if you have an Eretz Yisrael, don't have one yid that's mekayim shiluach avodim, but in chutz la'aretz you have a yid that's mekayim shiluach avodim, so you have shiluach avodim. So lechayre, so that's what the pasuk is telling us. Bizman shenoyig dreir ba'aretz. No, you need the kiyum of shiluach avodim in Eretz Yisrael. You need it. It's not sufficient that you have shiluach avodim in chutz la'aretz. You need shiluach avodim in Eretz Yisrael. So that is pshat in the miut of ba'aretz v'kerosam dreir ba'aretz. If the shiluach avodim in Eretz Yisrael, then that can create a kedushas yovel. But a shiluach avodim in chutz la'aretz cannot create kedushas yovel. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Voksiv yovel l'rabbis b'mashme yovel mikol mokim." If you're saying that there's a miut of he, so what is the yovel marbe? Da'afilu, let's see, Taisvis, da'afilu b'chutz la'aretz. That the pasuk is telling us that filu unchutz la'aretz, that's what the yovel is malbe. So Taisva says Rabbi Yosi moide. Rabbi Yosi is also moide that shiluach avodim is noyeg b'chutz la'aretz. Midekama la'el, because he said before he efshel the leker chad b'seif ha'olam. Rabbi Yosi said that Torah was toile kedushas yovel b'shiluach avodim because the zicha someone in the world that has an eved that is mishaleach. So vaistois that there is an inyan that someone that whoever has an eved in the world should be mishaleach. So Rabbi Yosi made also that it's naik b'chutzos midkam alel yevshul akachad b'soif oilo. So now they say is a problem. The Chachamim need a ribui for chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Yosi used the ribui for something else to tell us that that the shiluach avodim is not ma'akev, hazaras kark is not ma'akev. So how did he know that it's noig b'chutz la'aretz? V'shema nafkalei mikra achrine. Maybe he learns out from another pasuk. Because we see the Chachamim need a pasuk to be marbe shiluach avodim in chutz la'aretz. Zok de Gemara weiter, anusugim, belinatiyah. We heard in the Mishnah that by natiyas, and natiyas means shnei sa'olo, when you plant new trees, so the 3 years, the shalish shonim of olo, we count from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah begins a new year. Minolon, how do you know that the year is counted from, a new year is counted from Rosh Hashanah? Echad betishrei. Tchsiv shalosh shonim areilim, uchsiv ubashone horevis, that's revai. So, olo depends on shonim, revai depends on shonim. It says shone, v'yalev shone shone mitishrei d'chsiv meireishis ashone. So just like over there, it mentions shone and it means reshchedesh tishrei. So u adin, which says shonim or shone revis, also means tishrei. Frag the gemara v'ligmer shone shone minisin. It says by nisin also the loshen shone d'chsiv rishnu lochem l'chotshei ashone. Gmarenzes donim shone shein imo chadoshim vishono shein imo chadoshim. This pasuk says chotshei ashone. It's not speaking about shone. It's speaking about the months of the year. Donim shone shein chadoshim vishono sheyesh imo chadoshim. Zogt Rashi l'netiyah minolon d'reish hashone shelo tishrei. Zogt Gemara weiter tonu rabbonim. Echad haneteya. Now we're going to learn some zroim. Echad haneteya. If a person plants a tree, echad hamavrich. A person is mavrich, a branch. Echad hamalkiv, or a person is malkiv. He grafts on a branch. Now let us just see Teichwelter. So Rashi says Mavrich Koifeif es Hazmoirois Ba'aretz. A person takes a long branch and he bends it down, he puts it underneath the earth. Shekoirin Profine. Now, what does he accomplish by putting it in the earth? It comes out of the other side, but the chalik that's in the earth gets shiroshim. So lemaise, that's another oifen of planting a tree. But we'll see, this is, the b'shas he does it, it's still mechuber to the tree that it came from. See, eventually he cuts it off, we'll see. So koifev es hazmoires ba'oretz shekoiren prufine, and he waits till it's nishrash, till it gets shiroshim. Markiv ilon b'chaveiroi, you graft one tree in another tree. And this is done by drilling a hole in the tree, and then by taking a branch and sticking the branch into the hole, and eventually this branch gets attached to the tree, and it grows peiros. So we have three cases. Either a person planted with a seed, he planted a tree, or he planted a tree through an oifen of mavrich, of putting a branch into the ground, and that branch becomes nishrash. Vechot ha-malkiv, or he's malkiv a branch into another tree. Erev shviyis, shloishim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. He did this Erev Shviyis 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. He's also Loishonah. So when it becomes Rosh Hashanah, when it becomes Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, so Lagabi Shnei Sa'olo, it's considered the second year. We finished the first year, and now he's starting the second year, number one. And number two, Umuta Lekaimon B'Shviyis. This is now Iser of Tais V'Shviyis. By planting it, as long as it's a month from Tishrei was planted, there's no Isser of Tais V'Shviyis. Pachis Mishloishim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. What is if this was all done less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah? Is number one, so when it comes Rosh Hashanah, also Leishanah. It doesn't become, we don't consider that a year passed by from Rosh Hashanah. And number two, va'osel the kaimon b'shviyis. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, also loishone, kiven shi'igiyah yoim echot betishrei, when it becomes Rosh Hashanah, also loishone leminyan shnei ola. So we consider that the second year started already. The second year of Ola started with Rosh Hashanah. Pachis Mishloishim Yoim Loi Olso Loi Shona Ad Tishrei Habo. Now here Rashi is saying Amor de Kechidish Shuturiyev and Shelzach of Rashi. Rashi is saying that good, we'll see from the Gemara that the halacha that's what the Gemara Kapanim learned now, that if one planted something 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so there's a lomdes of Chodesh Echad B'Shana Choshev Keshanah, so it's considered, let's say, if he planted it Elo Tavshin Nun Gimel, it was planted 1 month in Tavshin Nun Gimel, now became Tavshin Nun Dalet. So we consider that this is 2 years old. Chodesh Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana. So that's 1 year. And Tishrei starts the second year. That's a Chiddush. Chodesh Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana. Fine. What if a person, let's say, planted it, Tesvav Elul? No, Tesvav Elul. So we don't, there wasn't a Chodesh B'Shana. Wasn't, in Shnas Tavshin and Gimel was only 15 days. So you can't say that this is the second year. Fine. So what you would ask us, so when does it become the second year? So we would say, Tesvav Elul Tavshin and Dalet, that's the second year. And Rashi says, no. Rashi says, you know when it's going to become the second year? Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Nun Hei. That's what Rashi says. It becomes, so the Tori Evan says, L'chayra, we could learn, Lulei Divrei Rashi, that the Pasuk was Mechadish, that you can use the Rosh Hashanah for a new year, that the Torah was Mechadish Akula, that you could start counting a new year. If there was 30 days or more in the old year, you can consider Rosh Hashanah a new year. But if there weren't 30 days, so then you don't have this kula. But a year is also a year. Rashi says nitazai. Rashi learns pshat that the pasuk was mechadish that the years of Allah. When does it become a new year? From Rosh Hashanah, bein lekula, bein lechuma. That's what Rashi says over here. Pachas mishloishim yom le also leishana at Tishrei abo till next week till next year Tishrei im ein no erev shviyis, if it's not erev shviyis v'im so that because v'im erev shviyisi also lekaimot, you're not allowed to keep it, let it continue growing b'shem tois v'shviyis shemesifim mechel al rakoidin, so he had no right to plant it. Pachas mishloishim yoyim from Rosh Hashanah, so you were oiker it, so it's not negaya, so it's not negaya anything. If you oiker it, so mamela, there won't be any, so there's no shayla about Ola. Now, let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, Mavrich koifei hayichur ba'oretz. You stick in the branch into the ground, umachaseyu be'ofo, and you cover it. V'kaitzeitz be'emtza kvifosoi. And y'kaitzeitz. Y'kaitzeitz it, the Taisus HaRosh says, y'kaitzeitz it after it becomes nishrash. Perhaps it comes nishrash quicker if it has to lay yanike from the old tree. Al-kaponim, that's what y'kaitzeitz it later. V'acheshe hishrish chaitech oisoi. So they stick it in, the violet's yonik, it has a double yonika, it has a yonika from the elon, the zkena, from the previous elon, and then it gets shroshim also, and then you kaitzitz it. Oisei ayicha yaitzei letzadacha kofof me'at me'ikar ha'ilon, and that's mavrich. Markiv, hu ha'markiv ilon b'chaveiroi, then you graft one branch into another tree. Umashme, so Taisa says, it would seem from the sugya, the mavrich umalkiv chayiv ba'ola. That's what it says in the Bereis, echad anitei, echad amavrich, vechad amalkiv, so it's also loishonet. I mean, there's a din ola, the Bereis tells us how we cheshbin the years, but al-kapon of Ais Taisa is a din ola by malkiv umavrich. The kosher, so Taisvis asks, the perikame, the ola mashme, the hakove, potam in ola. The Mishnah in ola weistachois, that the hakove, the tafkane tatem, tafkane ti is also, but hakove, there's no din ola whatsoever. The san yanami beteres koyanim, une tatem, prat, le mavrich umalkib. Mikan ato imer, Sipuk gefanim besipukon, sipuk sipukon afapi shivrichem baoretz mutar. The loshen sipuk begfanim keloshen harkove beilon. Umashem avrich beshonazu umaitziz meires. Vachozar behivrichon loshana acheres zeu sipuk sipukon. The news meires that came out, he stuck into the ground. That's called sipuk sipuka. So al kaponim we have a stira. An agamor of aistachais that harkove and avroche is has the is dinei ole and don't stay fakel. Yeshleima the hosom kshalay nifseka me avio. Will be ilon zake. Vahoche shanif kshanifseka me avio. The muchach lekamei the main eloi mishas netiyosa. So Taisvis lechayre saying as follows that you could have avroche and it's attached to the old tree. You could have avroche, you could have alkove, and it's also attached to the old tree. That means you can stick in a branch, and the branch can be attached to two trees. can stick it into to a set. It's being yainik from the first tree, and now it's going to be yainik from the second tree. That's not called, there's no dinei ola on that. That's not called a nu netiyah. I mean, that would, you're adding a taisvis yinike from the havroche or hakove, since it's still mechuber to the elon that it's growing from, so that's not called a nu netiyah. You're adding on, maybe some gets keiches, but there's no dinei ola. So that's the Mishneh in Ola. That's the Teres Koyanim. And by us, we're speaking about that if a Kelti cut off the branch from the tree and then he grafted it onto the next tree. So this is called now a new, this is called, he's planting it again. The whole source of Yanika, the whole source of growth is from that what he was marking it to the new tree. That's called he's planting this branch. So Memela, then there are Dinei Ola. The Gemara in Soita has a problem. One place says that the Pashtus in the Pasuk says, Mish Isheshanota Kerem, Pelechiloloi. So it says by Netiyas Kerem, Yechayze Meyoyechel Mulchome. So one Baraisa is Memayet Afkenota Kerem, not Mavrich or Malkiv. Another Baraisa says, Who Adin Mavrich or Malkiv? So the Gemara in Saita makes a Chilek of Ozakovas Isa, Akovas Heta. That's what the Gemara says. So Taisa says, maybe Lachair the Gemara could have said another Teretz also. That the way we said, it could be these two types of hakovets. If it was cut off and then it was malkev, so that's equivalent to nota. So that's like that's equivalent to nota kerem. This is a nunatia. Maybe the baraisa that says that by malkev is not chayza means because it's still attached to the old tree, so that there's no din that is chayza meyochel mulchame. By making this hardcover. The Turi Evan has a problem understanding our Gemara. Al Kaponim, our Gemara says that hardcover is a din of Netiyah, and you're boine 3 years from when you made the hardcover. Now there's a kula we learned, Shleishim, Yain Bashone, Choshev Shone. So he asks Akasha. He brings a Gemara in Soita. The Gemara says that Yaldo Shesivcha Biskeina is Betela, which means as follows. What happens if a person takes a branch and he grafts it onto a tree that's not Ola? So the halacha is all the fruit that grow on the branch is bottled to the tree. And there's no din ola. And that's the halacha. And what is the din he proves? What is the din, let's say, if he attached it to a tree, let's say that 2 years had passed already from this tree. It needs another year. So when this tree will become ois ola, becomes bottle to the tree. There's no din. You don't cheshbin with the shas harkove. You cheshbin with the tree. So he doesn't understand our Gemara. So what our Gemara says that there's a din from when you started grafting it, you start counting 3 years. Like, that's not true. The Iker is totally with the what the old tree was. So he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says b'shem Resh Lakish that it is speaking about that a goy grafted a fruit branch into an ilan srak, which is also al sklai elon. That's why you have to have a guy that did it. But since the elon that it was grafted into is not a bal peiris, so then it's not considered, so memela, so the fruit tree, this is called anunatia. This is called ki ilu natai ba'oretz. It's considered ki ilu natai ba'oretz. It's not considered like, so it doesn't become bottled to the tree, since that tree bechlal is a la bal peiris. That's how the Turi Evans has pshat in our Gemara. Now, we hear in the Baraisa says that if it was planted 30 days before Shviyas, Mutar L'Kaimon B'Shviyas. So Tosfos has a diuk. The word B'Shviyas is extra. That means the L'Chayre should have said as follows. The person was Neiteya Shloishim Yoim L'Fnei Rosh Hashanah, also L'Hashanah, U'Mutar L'Kaimon. And you're allowed to keep it. We said he was Neteya Shloishim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Erev Shviyas. He was Neteya Erev Shviyas Shloishim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Mutar L'Kaimo. So we're talking about Shviyas. So the word B'Shviyas is extra. U'Mutar L'Kaimo B'Shviyas Uktaisvus L'Havet Tzorech L'Misni B'Shviyas Kiven D'Tone Reisha Erev Shviyas. So the word Shviyas is extra. So the Yitr Loshin is coming to tell us the next word is coming to tell us that this is a double that's not only b'diyeved it's good. Afilu lechatchile you're allowed to do it. V'teida the lekamon mukmina lo kerameya. Later the Gemara wants to say this price is going according to Rameya. V'peikan nezokin shemina lo Rameya the Oma. B'neiteya b'shviyis b'im b'shoigig b'im b'meizid yeyoker. Rav Meir cancelled, and if any Isser Shviyis was done, so Rav Meir said we have to cancel it, and he has to be yoker it. Behind the time of the Mephorish Shosam, the Nechshe do ala Shviyis, that Yidna Nechshe choshed ala Shviyis, so we have to, we have to be mamid the din, and we have to, if anyone does any Isser Shviyis, we have to be oikeret. Avol ilav hochi mutar l'kaim kedom ha'oso. Im kein, im hoyo kan, shum iser, voy hoyo iser, because it's nechshedu, that's why they cancel. So im kein, im hoyo kan, shum iser, loy hoyo matar l'kaim. So this is the second cheshbon. One cheshbon was the Yitzhak Haloshen is coming to tell us, Alachatchila one is permitted to plant 30 days before Shviyas. Then Taisa says, according to one Akimtan, the Gemara that's going according to Rameya, so Rameya holds when any Isser Shviyas was done, they cancelled him. So if there would be an Isser to plant 30 days before, they should also cancel him. Second Rai. Ulukaman, a third Rai, and Amiktoni, a noitin poches mishloishim yoin. When is that permitted to plant less than 30 days? Hoshloishim yoim noitim lechatchila. So vayis tachayis also that you're permitted to plant. Vahid ledivra yoim eshloishim tzach shloishim eshloishim ukel rabbein etam linyin orab leilin yeshviyas kamay shafot. Now we have to see later the Gemara and daf yudam at beis. So, Tosfos set up three diukim that lechatchila one is permitted to do it. That was from the word b'shviyas. That was the first diik. But Taisva says the previous two words, umidda koma mutar lekaimoi, you're permitted to keep it, ave mashmid l'chatchila osalita, di l'chatchila shori, mashayich mutar lekaimoi. So the loshen, that means Taisva's brought rayas, that it's mutar l'chatchila from a diik, a loshen, from a cheshbin, it's going according to Rameya, from a diik. But Taisva says that's beautiful, but the Loshen Umutar Lekaimon, you're allowed to keep it, Vais Tachoyis, it wasn't Lachatchila de Kizach. If you do Lachatchila Shori, Mashayich Mutar Lekaimon, so, hey, you're allowed to do it, no, you're allowed to keep it also. Vashtaitza. Vashem Aidi the Boy, let me say, for also Lekaimon, Tonereishim Mutar Lekaimon. Taisva wants to say, no, could be, I'm right. That Lemai says Mutar Lachatchila. No, the Loshen Mutar Lekaimon is a Loshen that was used because of the Sefer. There's also Lekaim, it says Mutar Lekaim. Period. So Taisa is blight with this Cheshbon, Lechatchila, you are permitted to plant a tree 30 days before Shviyas. V'teima. The Beperik Beis de Shviyas Nan, the Maisel Aperikam of the Moyet Kotten, Shechershim B'Sdei Alovon Ad Pesach. That one is permitted to plow a field of tvua till Pesach. After Pesach, you're not allowed to, before Shviyas. Erev Shviyas, you plow as they love on till Pesach. Ubisdei ha'ilon, adatzeres. If it's a stay ha'ilon, you're permitted to plow till Atzeres. But after that, that's Taisvah Shviyas, and it's also. Praktach Taisvah, Vekivin, da afilu lita, betchile shari shloishim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If you're allowed to plant 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so why aren't you allowed to plow? How do we understand this halachetake? By Charisher, we're marchik. You have to stop ready shvuas. And planting, you can plant until 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. The cost of Beikrok, the Shinulel, mi Bechorish, uva Kotzer, Tishbais. So Rabbi Natam says that true that Taisvis is also, Taisvis Shvius is also, but the Torah was Mefaret, which Malachis was also. Cherish is also, and Tzir is also. Tzir, Shnas Hashminis, Cherish, Shnas Hashishis. But that's it. Other Malachis, the Torah didn't answer. There's no din Taisvis on other Malachis. So Memela, therefore, they were Mekel, that one is permitted to be Neiteya till a month before Rosh Hashanah. One teretz. Va'oi yeshlitein tam, a second teretz. Mishum dechol chayrish evish erev shviyis, havi lohoyil b'shviyis. Why is he planting erev shviyis? So it comes out, this charisha will enhance the growth in shviyis. So I'm doing something erev shviyis to oifen shviyis. That's also, aval ein lesser erev shviyas lita machma she'ilon godol b'shviyas, because the tree is going to grow in shviyas, the chol ilon is nami migdol godli b'shviyas. That means if there'd be an issel to make that a plant should grow, so im kein lo yita lo ilom, so whenever I plant it, I planted 2 years before shviyas, but it's going to grow in shviyas also. So al kocho, there's no issel b'chlal that when a tree is growing. Charisha from the Avodas HaKalka, which that is also, Abonetiye, on the Cheshbon of Agzeres HaKosev. That means the growth of a tree does not go into Yisurei Shviyas. Ubi Yerushalmi Meforish Taima Achinim Bereish Mesecha Shviyas. Yerushalmi says a third time, why Charisha is also and why Neti is Mutter. The Gassin in Osam, V'loma ad Atzeres. Why till Atzeres, till Shvuas, he's permitted to be Chayrish. After Atzeres, he's not permitted. So the Yerushalmi says, Ad kan hu yofa l'peiri. Till Shvuas, the Charisha is good for the Peiri. The Peiri will grow better. Mikan ve'eilech menabel peiroisav. Charisha after Shvuas, the peiris will become fulfilled. Frekte gemore, vosanje, see in a minute what the teret is. Vosanje, echad ilon srak, vechad ilon machel. An ilon srak, that there's no peiris, you're also permitted to be chayrish till shviyis, and not after shviyis. So the Yerushalmi says, ad kan ma'abba ha'kayris. The trunk gets thicker. Mikan ve'elech matish koicha. So what is pshat? So Taisa says, l'fitam zeniche. The kivin de'in moyo le'ilon, the Rishami just tells us one yesod, that charisha after shvuas does not help the ilon. So the kivin de'in moyo le'ilon mekan ve'ilach, merzike mesaken sadeyu le'teirach shvuas. So he's not doing it for the ilon because it's mazik the ilon. So he's doing it to be mesaken the sadeh. So, Fakel, so that's called, he's doing a malacha l'tzeirach shviyas. Ma she'en kein, so Fakel, that's l'tzeirach, so this is, whatever I'm doing l'tzeirach ilon, afilu charisha, if I'm doing l'tzeirach ilon, that's mutter. I'm doing a l'tzeirach hasode, that's also. So, b'meil l'neti is l'tzeirach ilon. Charisha after shvuas is tzeirach sode. So that's why Charisha is also after Shavuos, and Netiya is Mutter till 30 days before Shavuos. Now, The Gemara says further, so what did we have over here? We had over here that if a person planted a tree 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah starts the second year. The next year Rosh Hashanah will start the third year. L'chaire, so we would say that the year afterwards, so then it ends the Shnois Ha'ola, and then it should be mutter to eat. That means, let's be Megashim, didn't you? Let's say he planted it, Elo Tovshin Nun Beis. So Tovshin Nun Gimel start the second year. Tovshin Nun Dalid start the third year. So we would say, so Tovshin Nun Hei, it, the Peira should be mutter. It's Revai now. It should be mutter from Tovshin Nun Hei. But the Braisa doesn't say this. Upeiris netiyah zu asurim ad tes vav bishvat. Tes vav shvat tovshin nun hei, then it gets a din revai. Any peiris that grew till tes vav shvat is, it has a din of the previous year. Im la ola ola vim revai revai. That means if the third year ended, Tovshin Nun Hei, Lemaise, the peiris that grow till Tesvov B'Shvat have a din of Tovshin Nun Dalad the Kepeiris. We'll get a din of Tovshin Nun Hei the Kepeiris from Chamishasa B'Shvat. Let us see Rashi. Upeiris netiyah zu asure. Va'af al pisha amalno also loishone. We said before that the year ends, the first year ends Tishrei. You start counting the second year Tishrei. Im chontu bo peiris la'achare sheshone shel shone revi'is. If the peiris bo chaynet, that's in our case, let's say the peiris came out a shlish, grew a shlish, after Rosh Hashanah of Tovshin Nun Hei, Miyad, let's say Kislev, you'll have already Peiris Tovshin Nun Hei, Adayin Asuran Hein Elomis. So there's still also the also Mishum Ola, Alts Ola. Fragt Rashi, why is it also Alts Ola? The Maisa, this is already the fourth year. So Rashi says, Sha'af al pi sheroish ha'shone tishrei l'netiye, the years of the shnois ola, when you count years of netiyas, unetaten, the Pasuk speaks about netaten, about netiyas, sholish shone marelem. So the Pasuk is telling us, by a netiye, by a young sapling, the shone is counted from Tishrei. Sha'av al pisharei sheshone Tishrei l'netiye, tesvov bishvat reisheshone le'ilon. But an ilon has a different reisheshone. An ilon has a reisheshone of tesvov bishvat. Vizu kvar nasis ilon. When after the 3 years pass, so it's not called a netiye anymore, it's called now an ilon. So the Rosh Hashanah of Ilonis is Tesvov Bishvat. Lefikach, Ein Shnosa Mischadeshes Lotzeis Midei Olo. So now, it's Ilgabi Olo, now that we're being Mata Peiris Ha'ilon, so it becomes Ois Olo at Tesvov Bishvat. Avol Misham V'loholon, what will be after Tesvov Bishvat? That means after Tesvov Bishat Tovshin Nun Hei, Im Yechantu Bo Peiris, Din Revai Aleim. That means after Tesvov Bishvat, the Peiris which are growing are called Revaidike Peiris. This is the fourth year Peiris. Lechel Birushalayim, Ubitesvov Lashona Habo, Yeitzu Midei Revai, Peiris Achnutim Bo Mikan Ve'ilof. And so then after the Tesvov Bishvat of Tovshin Nun Vov, it will be Ois Revai. Now, before we see the next few words in Rashi, I think it would be kedai to learn Ram, and then we'll understand what Rashi is saying, and we'll understand what Tosfos is saying. The Ram is on the base of the base of the Dafei Harif, on the top of the Amud. And the Ran brings here a very interesting machlokes harishoni. Rahod amrinon upeiris netiye zu asure ad tesvov bishvat. That's what says in our Gemara, that the peiris which are choine till tesvov bishvat have a din of all the peiris. Ikem on the yoma, the davke netiye, so it comes out like this. It comes out as follows. The dalacha we learned comes out, we have modne yorndo. The first year is a month. The second year is 12 months. The third year is 16 and a half months. I'm modne say that. That's how we cheshben the 3 years. So ike man de yoma, there's one man de yoma that says, the davke netiya, you know, when do you need a third year of 16 and a half months? What's the yoshe? Such a long year, because look at the first year. The first year was a month. So memele, if I was meikel on the first year, so then the third year has to be 16 and a half months. Ikem on the yoma de davke netiye sheikalno aleo betchilosa sheolu lo shloishim yoim lashon shleima. The first year we got away with a month. Ulefichach machmirin olei b'soifa. So therefore we're machma. Laham shechnosa tesvov b'shvat shurei shoshon alilo. V'haino damrinam, peiris netiya zu, the peiris of this netiya, was speaking about a specific case, was speaking about a netiya which we were makel, we gave it a din shone with 1 month. So listen, you got away with a bargain the first year, the third year, you have to be machma a little bit. So the third year, the third year extends for 16 and a half months. The mashmid dav kizu, v'chein dasa rambam zal b'perik tes milchis maiser sheini v'nefta revay. That's shitas rambam. Aval horaz alevi zal kosav shekach adin b'chonetiyis. This halacha that you start counting that the peiris only become mutter after chamisha, those which go after chamisha also bishvat, is no connection at all with the kula of the first year. It also be the same thing. That means that if you planted a tree the Rosh Chodesh Tishrei or second day Tishrei. You had three years. So when it comes to the end of the third year, you have to wait another 4.5 months before you're permitted to eat the peiros. Afilu ba'isa shleikano b'tchilosa. It's also the same thing. B'chi kama peiros netiya zu, ay the Rambam b'darai netiya zu, ha'neloima, sha'anetiya shehi geiremes lo iser olo, the netiya which is geirem d'iser olo, hi moishchoso ad tesvov b'shvat. This netiya extends to tesvov b'shvat. We'll explain soon what this means. Zokteran, Uplukte hi bi Yerushalmi. It's a machlokes in the Yerushalmi. The Garsinen Hosom, Rab Abe ba Momo Kumi Rab Zeire. Rab Abe ba Momo said in front of Rab Zeire, Niren Advorim, this did, that you have to wait till Chamisha Sabov, Bishaniten Yat Lamed Yoim Lefnei Reish Hashon. Claim, ho diktoni asurim at Chamisha Sabishvat Abke Beneti Yishekarnula Betchilosa. Bahino bishenot shloishim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah shol shloishim yom bishanah shleime. We gave him a bargain that 30 years is equivalent to a year. So then we're machme by the third year. Avon nitan poches milamed yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. But what? if we were in Leiteya less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Forget, we said, Rashi says, then we're Machman the first year also. We gave it more than a year. The second year will start Rosh Hashanah. So it'll be a year in a few days. Or a year pochus, a year in Chof Tashayim even. I will need them pochus, and I'll be able to know Rosh Hashanah. Atchomi shonish laima is lay also lay, betayma hochi. That means, but if he had a whole year, so you'll also say such a thing, lema shei noy gisur at his vov bishvat? Omalei, that was Rab Abba Bamumus Kasha to Rab Zira. Omalei, so he answered him, keinu, that's right, oh, takigirech, afilu nitan, poches milamed yoim lifnei reish shone osa. It's also osa. My kedoy. So the mess, what's the reason takich? What the Tzeira says 3 years, it has to be olos. So why are you making it the third year has to be 16 and a half months? Omar Rav Muna Mekivin Shoimid Besoich Shnosoi Shal Ilon Umashlam Shnosoi. It's still in, this is still Mashlam Shnosoi. Vachin, now he's going to explain this. Vachin Ami Mestavra, Mishum. The ha milse betaim etalye v'lav mishem chumre ba'alme. This halacha that you have to wait till hamisha osa b'shvat. It's not a poradume. There's a reason to it. There's a svara to it. What's the svara? V'hainu taim et de milse de kivon de ilon godol al roiv mayim shel shone sha'ovro. The Elon stores the water from the earth. Now, v'chol shuhu chaynet bein tishrei l'tesvav v'shvat. Any fruit that comes out of a tree between tishrei and chamish osa v'shvat, haynu machmas yinikas mayim shelifnei reish hashanah. The source of this chanote is because of what this tree was yoinik before Rosh Hashanah. Umaisi yinikichontu peiris alolu. Ulefikach arein kiluchontu kaidim tishrei. The chanote zum isarav shalifnei tishreihu. That means even though we see the peiri we see in Kislev, but it's not a Kislev the Kepeiri. This is a Thomas de Kepeiri. No, it came visible in Tishrei, and it came visible in Kislev. But the reason, if the tree is giving out a Peiri Kislev, this is coming from the Gishmei Hashanah of last year. This is last year's produce, which we see now. So this is a Peiri of the Shana Shlisha. So it's all up. That's the Cheshbon. Lefikach harein kilu chantu kaidim tishrei. So it's equivalent kilu that was chanota kaidim tishrei. The chanota zu misorav shelifnei tishreiu. The kivin dahainu taima de milse. If that's the cheshbon, it's not a por adume when we had another 4.5 months. It's like a leflugi beinota shloishim yem lifnei reish hashanah pochas mikain. So there's no difference. The cheshbon is, that is true. The year ends Tishrei. 3 years, the third year ends Tishrei. But the fruits that grow after Tishrei are from the third year, not from the fourth year. So Mamela, what's the chilik? How you count it? V'chiteime, ihochi, dekulo netiyas asurim atesvo b'shvat. So it comes out that Tesvov Bishvat, that's when you see the new Peiri of the fourth year. So the fourth year, the fourth year Peiris are visible Tesvov Bishvat. That's what comes out. So, V'chitei Meyochi Dekulo Netiyas Asurna Tesvov Bishvat L'mayim Rinen Rosh Hashanah Shal Netiyah Tishrei. Fakir. Say the Rosh Hashanah of is Tesvav Bishvat? Because Lamai said that's when the third year is going to end. Yeshloima, the Nafkeminishim, Osu Lo Tesvav Bishvat Rosh Hashanah, Ayina Aimrim Shilo not Alamad Yem Kaidim Kazvov Bishvat also Loishonim. No, this Gzeres HaKosov, that Lamed Yoim B'Shoneh, Choshev Shoneh, this is Davke, if he planted it 30 days before Tishrei. So this Kula, that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is Nechshev L'Shoneh, this Kula is Davke in the Halacha of the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. But if a person will plant 30 days before Tesvav Bishvat, it will not become a second year Tesvav Bishvat. So that's why the Mishnah is telling us there's a Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. Legabe, to start counting the second year, it has to be 30 days before Tishrei. 30 days before Chamish Asa Bishvat, and it'll come Chamish Asa Bishvat, you're still in the first year. The first year is Nimshach Tol Tishrei. That's one thing. So therefore we have to know that the Shonim is from Tishrei, but the Peiris of the fourth year is first visible from that which grows after Chamisha Asa Bishvat. So we have a Machloikis HaRishayna. Now, Tachsme will understand what Rashi is going to say, and what Tosfos is going to say. So, now Rashi ends as follows. Lekach oy ilu. Rashi says, "Im yichanto b'peres del Ravai lev lechav b'shaim etasvav b'shana boi yotzu midei Ravai pesach nute b'mikan yibkan v'ilu." So Rashi says that the peres will become mutter after chamisha osov b'shvat. But Rashi, lekach oy ilu loy lamed shelifnei Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi says, this is what helped us. Lamed shalifnei Rosh Hashanah. Shememayr ha-teiro mitesvov b'shvat. Ad va'ad Rosh Hashanah. What did he accomplish? I mean, Rashi's asking a question. What did he accomplish? By planting it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, what did he accomplish? That the heter, I have a heter, mitesvov bishvat, va'ad Rosh Hashanah. So what does Rashi mean? Zachtele kipnei Yeshua, that Rashi learns like the first Loshen in the Ram. And Rashi held that if he would have planted it less than 30 days before, it would be mutter already then. Rosh Hashanah. That means if I planted, Rashi says, if you planted less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so the next year, Rosh Hashanah ends the first year, 2 years the second year, and 3 years the third year. And then what's going to be, then you're allowed to eat it already. After 3 years, you're allowed to eat it. So Rashi says, so what did I accomplish? What did I accomplish by planting it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah? So Rashi says, you know what you accomplished? You accomplished that from Chamish Asa Bishvat till Rosh Hashanah you ever had to. Like this, you would have to wait till Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi is klar like the first day in the Ram. Now let us see Tosfos. Tosfos says, Operis netiya zu asurim atasvov bishvat. So Taisa says, Nedel netiya Rosh Hashanah Tishrei, linyin ola le'ilon miyad mitasadovit. That's by the tears. Linyin ola le'ilon miyad tasvov bishvat, kididorish rabiana, we didn't learn the Gemara yet, midachsiv, ubashona revis, ubashona achmishis. So Mamela, we learn out that it could be the fourth year, and there's still an Isar Ola. It could be the fifth year, and there's still an Isar Ravai. V'hodekovi Shvat Rosh Hashanah. Why did they make Shvat Rosh Hashanah? Hoyul v'yotzu roiv gishme shonah. Now Tosfos says, the second Lomdus in the Ram. It's not a Psapor Adumedo, the Shvat is Rosh Hashanah, because the peiris that grow after Shvat, that's coming from after the, that's coming from the, from Tishrei, and Hoyvu Yotzu Reiv Gishmei Shana, so these peiris are from Tishrei and further. These are peiris of the fourth year. before Shvat, it's the Pesach of the third year. Kedurina Lakama. Mikol Mokim Nafke Mino B'mais. Now the Tosis Esther Anskashe B'mai the Tishrei Rosh Hashanah. If you always have to wait for, if you always have to wait for after Shvat, so let's say that the Rosh Hashanah L'maisa is, I mean, the year L'maisa is visible after Chamisha Asar B'Shvat. So, Mikol Mokim Nafke Mino B'mai the Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'nyan Teil Amad Yemot Nei Rosh Hashanah Do'osu Lo'ishanah. So Taisha says what the Ran said. That it's called, that it is a din Rosh Hashanah legabi minyan Hashanim, that Lamed Yom Lefnei Tishrei is considered a year, and Lamed Yom Lefnei Shvat is garnish milgarnish. The Yesh halachis gedolis, there's a nusach and halachis gedolis in the Bahag, Shekosov behem, a very interesting halacha. Upeirish shana revius, the peiris of the fourth year, bosser de poriklu, after you're machalo them, you have to be machalo the peiris, asurim adenavke va'aili chamishis. It's osser till the fifth year comes about. Vishibushu, the bahani le'airi bishmaiten klau. The Eisen Shechonto Berevius, Psabot Nizach, that the Peiris Revius, after Chilul, become Mutter, after the Chamishis, it becomes Chamishis. So the Eisen says there's no such thing. The Eisen Shechonto Berevius, Koidem Tezvov Bishvat, Asurim Loilom. Because that's, even though it came out in the Revius, but it's really Peiris Shlishis. Vachnutim Berevius, Achet Tezvov Bishvat, in the Shorulach of the Yelalta, you don't have to wait till the fifth year. Ubahag shall Aspanya Kosu, this is a different Nusach Mestame, Uperi de Pardes de Shnas Arbe, Hasiri ad de Poriklu. You're not allowed to eat it till you'll be paid it. So that makes more sense.